ओके नेक्स्ट 27th 13 चैप्टर 27th श्लोक। सो 27th श्लोक टिल 35th श्लोक इज अबाउट विजन ऑफ नॉलेज। सो फार इन दिस चैप्टर कृष्ण डिस्क्राइब्ड 6 टॉपिक्स क्षेत्र क्षेत्रज्ञ ज्ञान ज्ञेय पुरुष प्रकृति। फाइन क्षेत्र इज
बॉडी
क्षेत्रज्ञ इज नोयर ऑफ बॉडी। हु इज द नोयर ऑफ बॉडी सोल एंड सुपर सोल बोथ। देन ज्ञानम एंड ज्ञेयम ज्ञानम इज नॉलेज एंड यू हैव डिस्कस डिफरेंट एलिमेंट्स ऑफ नॉलेज नॉलेज ऑफ अबाउट द सोल सुपर सोल एंड प्रकृति एंड ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ नॉलेज इज अगेन परमात्मा एंड आत्मा। नेक्स्ट पुरुष एंड प्रकृति प्रकृति इज द मटीरियल नेचर एंड पुरुष इज ऑल्सो टू टाइप्स। वन इज द जीवा हु इज समटाइम्स कॉल्ड पुरुष because of his purusha mentality and the supreme purusha real purusha who is the super soul. So there is overlap between these six terminologies ultimately. So basically only three things are there to be described: one, the material nature; two, the Lord; three, the living entity. Okay, these three topics only are discussed under six names. Fine, jnana agneya prakriti purusha kshetra kshetrajna. They are all centered on these three topics only: the Lord, the living entity, and the material nature. So now, the Lord will, Krishna will integrate all these six topics, and then present something to all of us so that we can understand these six items in proper perspective. 27th sloka. यावत् संज्ञायते किञ्चित्
यावत् संज्ञायते किञ्चित्
सत्वं स्थावर जंगमं
सत्वं स्थावर जंगमं
क्षेत्र क्षेत्रज्ञ संयोगात्
क्षेत्र क्षेत्रज्ञ संयोगात्
तद्विद्धि भरतर्षभ
तद्विद्धि भरतर्षभ
यावत् संज्ञायते किञ्चित् वॉट एवर कम्स इन टू बीइंग संज्ञायते मीन्स दैट विच इज बॉर्न दैट विच इज मैनिफेस्टेड that which comes into existence. Yavat sanjayate kinchit, whatever comes into existence is what? Sattvam sthavaram jangamam. Okay, sthavara is which cannot move. Jangama is movable. So whatever exists, whether it is movable or immovable, trees are immovable. Only when wind comes, they will just move like this. Otherwise, they are rooted at one place only. Tree will not walk from this side of the temple to that side of the temple. You can walk. So, there are some moving entities, there are some non-moving entities. They are all kshetra kshetragna samyogat. They are all combination of kshetra and kshetragna. Kshetra is body or material nature. Kshetragna means knower of a body. Means the soul or the super soul. So this tree is basically a combination of kshetra and kshetrajna. Means there is body made of material nature here, okay, and inside that there is soul. There is super soul also. We have body. So this body is made of material nature, which is kshetra, and inside that there is kshetrajna. The living entity is there, the super soul is there, the Lord is there. Okay, whatever you see in this world is a combination of these three things. Kshetra Kshetrajna Samyoga. Tadvidhi Bharatarshava. Understand this? Oh, best of all Bharata dynasty members. Basically, Krishna is addressing Arjuna. Clear? Both material nature and the living entity, which were existing before the creation of cosmos, are explained in this verse. Whatever is created is but a combination of the living entity and material nature. Living entities are of two types: the supreme living entity and we. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahudanam yo vidadati kaman. All manifestations in this world arise from a combination of the two knowers of the field, kshetrajnas or purushas, with prakriti, that is material bodies or kshetras. The Lord, being the controller of both jiva and prakriti, puts them into motion. Jiva and prakriti then mutually bind themselves. Lord sanction is there. The living entity comes in contact with the material nature. So they both will do the needful to continue the material existence. Okay. 28th shloka. samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishthantam parameshwaram vinashyastva vinashyantvam yah pashyati sa pashyati samam sarveshu bhuteshu. The super soul in this shloka, Krishna speaks about the super soul and the true seer's vision of super soul. See this. Samam sarveshu bhuteshu means the super soul is equally disposed to all the living entities. He is equal to all. Second line. Tishthantam parameshwaram. That parameshwara, that supreme controller, Krishna, in the form of super soul, stays within the hearts of all living entities. Vinashyastu avinashyantam. He is indestructible and situated in the destructible bodies. So the bodies are destructible. The Lord who stays within the body is not destructible. Neither the soul nor the super soul, both are not destroyed. And yaha pashyati sa pashyati. If you see the Paramatma like this, now the third line is applicable to both soul and super soul ultimately. And yah pashyati sa pashyati. If you see like this, if you see Paramatma like this, if you understand Paramatma like this, you are the real seer. Okay. So one who has mature vision due to real knowledge sees the Supreme Lord distinct from the jivas, but situated in the bodies made of prakriti. So I am there in this body. He is also there in the body. We both are residents of this body. What is the difference? Difference is you are attached to the body, he is not attached to the body. And he stays in all bodies, you stay in only one body. Like that there are hundreds of differences. So you are not the super soul. You are not the Supreme Lord. Understand that the Lord is divine. Unless one has the association of a real knower of spiritual subjects, one cannot see things, see these three things. 29th sloka. Samam pashyam hi sarvatra.
Samam pashyam hi sarvatra.
Samavasthitam ishwaram.
Samavasthitam ishwaram.
Nahinasyati atmanatmanam.
Nahinasyati atmanatmanam.
Nahinasyati atmanatmanam.
Nahinasyati atmanatmanam.
Tato yati param gatim.
Tato yati param gatim.
Samam pashyam hi sarvatra. Samavasthitam ishwaram. One who sees the super soul equally present everywhere, in every living being, na hinasti atmana atmanam. Hinasti means degrading. Na hinasti means not degrading. If you see the super soul situated everywhere, equal to all beings, then you will not degrade yourself by your mind, by your deviating mind. Atmana atmanam. One atma is the soul, another atma is the mind. As I said earlier, Atma word can refer to body, soul, mind, intelligence, and Paramatma sometimes. Okay. Here, Atmana, Atmana means self by the mind. What? Na hinasti. You will not degrade yourself by your mind. Clear? If you understand the reality of super soul, understand the Paramatma, and save yourself from fall down. How will the fall down happen? Because of the deviation of mind. Tato yati param gatim. Not only you will not degrade from this, in this material world, you will also attain the spiritual world. Param gatim. Okay. The supreme destination you will attain. So 28th sloka, Krishna described the vision of a true seer of Paramatma. This is the situation of Paramatma. And if you have such a mature vision of Paramatma, then you will not be degraded. Is it clear? That he mentions in the 29th sloka. Now 30th sloka. So a true seer sees Paramatma like this. And if this, how does this true seer see the jiva and prakriti? Krishna describes in the 30th sloka. So this is the vision of true seer. After describing lot of jnana, Krishna describes the jnana chakshu, developing such jnana, developing such knowledgeable vision. If you have jnana, what will be your vision? What will be your interaction? How do you see this world? How do you see other living entities? How do you see yourself? How do you see God? All that Krishna is describing now. Clear? This context is, he is describing about Jnana Chikshu. 30th Shloka. Prakrityaiva cha karmani,
prakrityaiva cha karmani,
kriyamanani sarvashah,
kriyamanani sarvashah,
yah pashyati tathatmanam,
yah pashyati tathatmanam,
akartaram sapashyati,
akartaram sapashyati.
Prakrityaiva cha karmani, kriyamanani sarvashah. Prakriti is the doer. All material activities are performed by the body, which is created by prakriti. Okay, so understand, prakriti is the doer, in the sense that we are doing anything only through this body created by the Prakriti. Thus, without Prakriti facilitating our fulfillment of desires by providing us this body, we cannot do anything. So, Prakriti is the doer. All material activities are performed by the body, which is created by Prakriti. The soul is there within. Now, yaha pashyati tathatmanam akartaram sa pashyati. See this. The soul or the jiva is the non-doer. The soul is not doing the material activity. The soul is staying in the material body and the material body is doing the material activity. Understand that the soul is not the doer. Then you are the real seer. Okay? Yaha pashyati, if you see, tathatmanam akartaram. You are not karta. Akarta is not non-doer. Karta is doer. See, the jiva, the prakriti is described to be the doer, but the jiva is described to be the non-doer. So, same as 3.27. Prakriti, what is that? 3.27? Prakriti kriyamanani, gunaih karmani sarvashah, ahankara vimudhatma. This is somewhat similar. But the jiva is also the doer in the sense that he desires. So, 31st shloka. यदा भूत पृथक भावम एकस्थम अनुपश्यते ततैव च विस्तारम ब्रह्मसंपद्यते तदा. When a sensible man ceases to see different identities due to different material bodies and he sees how beings are expanded everywhere, he attains the Brahman conception. Okay, in the 31st shloka, Krishna is describing the Brahman vision. Material vision is to see separate identities, prathak bhavam, due to different material bodies. Now he is different, he is different, she is different, and that animal is different. So like that you see differences between people. Yes, differences have to be acknowledged, that shows individuality of every being. But ultimately, all are same in the sense that they are all fragmental parts of Krishna. They are all amshas of Krishna, is it not? So thus all souls are same. Number two, all bodies are same. Although their shape and size and structure may be different, they are ultimately made of earth, water, fire, air, ether, man, buddhi, ahankar, these eight material elements. Once you remove this small 1 mm or 0.5 mm layer, the skin from the body, all bodies look same. Is it not? The difference is only in the covering and the size. The size or the volume of the flesh that is there. Okay. So, from a material perspective, bodily perspective, or the soul perspective, there is equality amongst all living entities. All material bodies are made of the same ingredients. They are born of this earth only. They are born of the material nature. Once they are destroyed, they will again merge back into the material nature. Thus, all bodies are same. All souls are same. They are born of Krishna. Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. And once the material bodies are destroyed, the universe is destroyed, all the souls also enter back into Mahavishnu's body. So thus, from spiritual plane or material plane, we are all same. But we are not one. We are similar in natures. Okay. We are similar in qualities. But because of association with material nature in a specific style, with specific desires, there are so many differences between us. On a spiritual level also there are differences. Essentially the ingredient is same. But on the spiritual plane, the rasas are different. The specific flavor in which you render service to the Lord is different. How you express your devotion is different. But devotion is same. Okay? Dedication to Krishna is same. But the specific service that you do in different mood, that is different. Fine. So material vision is to see separate identities. Mature vision is to see how beings of same spiritual nature are expanded everywhere. Essentially, we are all same in terms of we being spirit souls. By such vision, one attains the Brahman platform, Brahma Sampadyate. So basically, develop spiritual vision, Brahman vision. Brahman is spiritual. So if you have spiritual vision, that's why Vidya Vinay Sampanne Brahmane Gavihasthini Suniteva Sapakaj Panditaha Samadarshanaha. What does it mean? So the person who is in knowledge, Vinaya Sampanna, he sees a Brahmana, a dog eater, an elephant keeper, or elephant himself, he sees all of them same. Okay? A cow, he sees all of them same. But is a cow and elephant equal? Will you drink cow milk or elephant milk? Okay? So will you take knowledge from Brahmana or a dog? They are all different. They have different qualities, different engagements. But they are all same in the sense that they are all spirit souls and the Paramatma is there within their bodies. In that sense. So simultaneously, you need to acknowledge the differences amongst living entities and equality or similarity amongst all of them. That's a paradukha dukhi. Vaishnava sees others' distress and then considers that distress to be one's own distress. Because of the compassion in the heart of a Vaishnava. So at the time of universal destruction, all the living entities who have assumed different forms as demigods or men, or all these people will lose their distinctions. They will enter Prakriti. And the entire Prakriti will enter the Lord. Is it not? So now when the universe is coming out of the Lord, Mahavishnu's body, the living entities are entering this universe, and when the Lord injects these living entities within the universe, there were no distinctions of man, woman, animal, dog, cat, Indian, American, demigod, or devata, manav, or male, female, or Hindu, Christian, Muslim. So all these kinds of distinctions amongst the living entities came after the universal creation because of acquiring lot of tendencies. A person who is a man in this life could become a woman in the next life. A person who maintained a lot of male ego of being a male in this life could become attached to a woman and he can become a woman in the next life. Just like Paranjan became. Okay. And even as a woman also somebody can have male ego. Male ego is basically the mentality of being a proprietor, master, controller, enjoyer. So male ego is not only meant for souls who are dwelling in male bodies. For living entities who are dwelling in female bodies also, there could be male ego, enjoyer mentality. So thus, in this conditioned world, all conditioned souls are ultimately males, not females. Males in the sense that they have enjoyer mentality, proprietor mentality, master mentality, controllership tendencies. Whoever has controllership tendency, they are showing their male ego. Okay. So we are all, according to constitutional position, we are all feminine in nature in one sense. We are all prakriti. We are all servants. We are enjoyed. We are not enjoyer. We are servant. We are not master. So, 32nd shloka. Anadityan nirgunatvat paramatmayam avyayam sharirasthopi kaunteyam nakaroti nalipyate anadityan nirgunatvat. Now the soul is the non-doer and is not entangled. That is mentioned in this shloka. The soul is anadi, beginningless. Nirgunatva, beyond the material modes. Parama means transcendental. ఆత్మాయం పరమాత్మాయం అవ్యయ, అవ్యయ ఇస్ ఇంపెరిషబుల్. సో దిస్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ బిగినింగ్లెస్, ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్, ఇంపెరిషబుల్ అండ్ బియాండ్ ద మోడ్స్. ఫైన్, దీస్ ఆర్ ది క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ సోల్ అండ్ మెనీ సచ్ క్వాలిటీస్ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ గీత. నెక్స్ట్, శరీరస్థోపి కౌంతేయ డిస్పైట్ బీయింగ్ సిచ్యుయేటెడ్ ఇన్ ద మెటీరియల్ బాడీ నా కరోతి నలిప్యతి. ద సోల్ డస్ నాట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్. నా కరోతి నలిప్యతి, ద సోల్ డజన్ గట్ ఎన్నగల్. ఓకే, సో ఇట్స్ లైక్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎ స్పిరిచువల్ ప్లేన్ ఆల్ సోల్స్ ఆర్ సేమ్, దే హ్యావ్ దే ఆర్ స్పిరిచువల్ నేచర్. స్పిరిట్ కెన్ నెవర్ మెర్జ్ విత్ మ్యాటర్. బట్ ద హోల్ డిఫికల్టీ ఈస్ ద సోల్స్ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ విత్ మ్యాటర్. ఇన్ థర్డ్ క్యాంటో 7th చాప్టర్ భాగవతం, ఇన్ దట్ క్యాంటో ఆల్సో విదుర ఆస్క్డ్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్, హౌ కెన్ ద స్పిరిట్ సోల్ బి ఎంటాంగిల్డ్ విత్ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ అండ్ సఫర్ ఇన్ ద ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ సూపర్ సోల్. సోల్ ఈస్ హియర్, సూపర్ సోల్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో హియర్. ఇన్ ద ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ సూపర్ సోల్ హౌ కెన్ ద సోల్ అండర్గో లాట్ ఆఫ్ సఫరింగ్? దెన్ విదుర, వెన్ హీ ఆస్క్డ్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్, మైత్రీముని సేస్ there is no suffering for the soul. Who said there is suffering? There is no suffering practically. Now moon is there in the sky, the reflection of the moon is seen in water, water surface. You see water there, water is quivering. You just throw a stone there and there are so many ripples on the water, and the reflection of the moon seems to be quivering. Is the moon quivering? Definitely not. The reflection is quivering. But seeing the moon reflected in water, you think that moon is shaking. Moon is not like a proper circle, there are some ripples on the moon. You may think like that. Similarly, the spirit soul, which is Sachidananda, is reflected in the material body, is there in the material body actually. So the soul seems to be suffering, but soul is not actually undergoing suffering. You pour some color, red color in the water, the moon appears red. Is the moon red? Moon is cool, white or golden, whatever. Or you put blue color, moon appears blue. So, another important example is given to understand this concept. You know the example. Somebody's head is cut off. Will he be able to see himself? If your head is cut off, he can't see himself. But if you are dreaming, then you can see your head cut off and you will scream out of pain. Oh, my head is getting cut off, my head is cut off. You will ask, hey, who is cutting your head? No, he is cutting my head, I can see. If your head is cut, how can you see? You can't see. So if your head is cut off, you cannot see, but you can see if you are dreaming, is it not? Similarly, the soul does not suffer, but the soul suffers in the sense that the soul identifies with the material body. So the suffering of the soul or the living entity is there only because of misidentification with the material body. The house is set on fire. If you have a sense of belonging to that house, then you start crying, oh, my house is burned, my house is burned. And if someone else's house is burning, you may not cry because you don't have a sense of relationship. There is no identification. You don't identify as the owner of that house. Thus, there is no suffering. Sometimes you may suffer also out of your compassion and all that. We are not discussing that part. We are discussing the part of if you have an identification with something, if something happens to that something, then you will have an effect. You will be influenced by it. So, misidentification causes all suffering, and it is not exactly the soul is suffering. When the soul, because of false ego, misidentifies oneself with the body, then there is suffering. So when the misidentification is given up, there is no suffering. Another example is there. You see coconut, you pluck the coconut, the green coconut from the coconut tree, which has lot of water. So in that, the pulp of the coconut, if it is formed, it is very much attached to the shell from within, is it not? But once you pluck the coconut and allow it to get dried, that green coconut after some time will become brown. It will become very lightweight. It's not as heavy as the green one. All the moisture is gone from there. You pluck it and it will be just fiber without any moist content there. Okay? So then you shake it. You can understand that the inside pulp got disconnected from the outside shell. The coconut shell and the coconut pulp inside got disconnected. When you shake it, you will hear the sound. When you shake a wet coconut, you cannot hear that sound of pulp getting disconnected because there is water also inside. In a dry coconut, water is evaporated. All moist is gone. The pulp got disconnected. This example is given in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam to explain that when the soul is identifying oneself with the material body, then there are different sufferings because of misidentification. But when the soul stops identifying with the body, whatever happiness or distress is there, heaven, hell are there, whatever dualities the body is undergoing, that will not affect the soul. Apparently, you see that the body is also getting transformed, the soul is not affected. Now, if somebody identifies with the body so much, say he has white hairs, because of old age there is a lot of white hairs. You identify yourself with the body, you become so uncomfortable when you have white hairs. There is a lot of disappointment, there is wrinkles on the face, there is a lot of disappointment. Now you want to hide that white hair by putting some color on it or wig on it. White hair, people will lose the hair only completely. We shaved up, but some people will lose the hair without even shaving. So, if you identify with the body, you feel so embarrassed to go outside like that. You may want to put a wig there. But somebody who is detached, whether the hair is white or grey or black or brown or whatever, he is not bothered. I am becoming old. So he is happy. So there is no identification with the hair. When there is transformation in the hair or when there is the loss of hair, you are not bothered about it. Simple example. Similarly, when there is no misidentification with the body and the bodily relationships and the material world in general and all the material dualities that are happening, happiness or distress, then you will not have to suffer. So suffering is only because of misidentification. Simple. Just to make that point, I am giving so many examples. At least 5-6 examples we have given, right? So the soul is changeless. So soul does not do anything and is not getting entangled. Na karoti na lipyate. I often give this example. Your golden ring falls into some Suez canal. Okay. So being in a Suez canal is very awkward for the golden ring. But being in the Suez, this ring is not getting affected. Its quality is not getting lost. When you put your cloth inside, when you put some food item inside, you cannot pick up that food item from the Suez and again put in your mouth. It's gone. Because the food item, your rice just fell into that and it just gets mixed with that Suez and then it becomes it's not edible anymore. But when golden ring falls in it, you will pick it up and wash it and again put it. Because the golden ring does not mix with the qualities of it. But if you allow it to be there only, it will fall in the Suez canal and then go from one place to another place. Then the real shine of the golden ring is not manifest. The real purpose for which golden ring is existing is not fulfilled. It has to be there on your finger. So that is not there now. So the golden ring is not there on your finger. In that sense, the golden ring is losing its greatness, or its greatness is not manifest. Similarly, when the soul is there in this gutter-like material world within some material body, the real glory of the soul of rendering service to the Lord and then being an associate of the Lord, being a lover of God, that glory is not manifest. But the soul has not lost its quality. As soon as the soul starts performing bhakti path and bhakti yoga and stops misidentifying oneself with the material body, the soul can go back to the spiritual world and then happily enjoy in the company of the Lord. It's like As soon as you pick up that golden ring from the gutter and then wash it nicely, if needed with soap, and then again put it, it's normal. Gold has again attained, re-attained its beautiful position, beautiful glory. So, it is the bhakti yoga that enables the conditioned soul to regain his lost position. So, soul basically does not mix with matter. All the purusha or kshetra, kshetrajna, or the living entity is there in this prakriti, it doesn't mix with prakriti. Okay? Prakriti covers the soul's glory for some time. But if the soul is determined to come out of it, he will can come out of it immediately. Devi hiyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya maitam tarantite. It is difficult to surpass this material nature or prakriti, but if you surrender unto Krishna, you can easily come out of that entanglement. So the soul is eternal, changeless, but nevertheless, because of being in the material body, does the soul combine with it and gets contaminated by its qualities? To answer this, Krishna will further elaborate in the next two verses, 33 and 34. Yatha sarvagatam saukshmat.
Yatha sarvagatam saukshmat.
Akasham no palipyatem.
Akasham no palipyatem.
Sarvatravasthito dehem.
Sarvatravasthito dehem.
Tathatma no palipyatem.
Tathatma no palipyatem.
This is another important verse. The soul is sarvagatam. Means souls are everywhere. All pervading. Now, when the super soul is said to be sarvagatam, he is all pervading. When the soul is said to be sarvagatam, souls are everywhere. That's what it means. There are souls in earthly planet also, there are souls in heavenly planet also. There are souls in ice also, there are souls in fire also. You may say that no living entity can stay in fire. Yeah, if you have a specific body, you can stay in fire also. Souls are there in water also. You go to our Yamuna river, you will find so many fish there. You will not live there. Fishes are living there only. Night they are sleeping inside the water only. They are not coming and sleeping in some bed and under mosquito net. So that's our... Fishes are sleeping in the body, in the water only. But you cannot sleep in the water. Huh? Right? Vishnu can sleep on a snake bed, but you cannot sleep. So souls are everywhere. The soul situated in Brahman vision stays aloof, though situated in the material body. Just as the sky, although all pervading, does not mix with anything due to its subtle nature. Sky is there, everywhere sky is there. But does it mix with anything? No. Does it get attached to anything? No. Everything is being accommodated by this ether or sky. 34th sloka. See, air also holds good. See this. The air enters into water, mud, stool, and whatever else is there. Still, it does not mix with anything. Similarly, the living entity, even though situated in varieties of bodies, is aloof from them due to his subtle nature. Therefore, it is impossible to see with the material eyes how the living entity is in contact with this body and how he is out of it after the destruction of the body. 34th sloka. Yatha prakashayatyekaham.
Yatha prakashayatyekaham.
Krishnam lokam imam ravihi.
Krishnam lokam imam ravihi.
Kshetram kshetri tatha Krishnam.
Kshetram kshetri tatha Krishnam.
Prakashayati bharata.
Prakashayati bharata.
The soul illuminates the entire body with consciousness, just as the sun alone illuminates the entire universe. Because of the soul's presence, the body is getting illuminated. Soul is entangled within the body, but the soul is the source of consciousness. Because the soul is present, consciousness is present everywhere. Body is animate. Otherwise, the body has no animation. So, consciousness is not a product of combination of matter. You see this material body, without the soul, the body is not conscious. Means, understand that consciousness is not a product of this material body, combination of material elements. Consciousness is a product of soul only. It is a symptom of soul. The consciousness of one particular body does not share with that of another body. I have my consciousness. You have your consciousness. But the super soul, who is present in all the bodies as the friend of the soul, is conscious of all the bodies. That's the difference between individual consciousness and the supreme consciousness. లాస్ట్ శ్లోక ఆఫ్ దిస్ చాప్టర్. క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞయోర్ ఏవం అంతరం జ్ఞాన చక్షుష భూత ప్రకృతి మోక్షం చ ఏ విదుర్యాంతి తే పరం. క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞయోర్ ఏవం అంతరం జ్ఞాన చక్షుష. Those who see with eyes of knowledge, the difference between Kshetra and Kshetrajna, the body and the knowers of the body, and Bhota Prakriti Moksham Cha, Ye Vidur Yanti Te Param, and also understand the process of liberation from bondage in material nature, he can attain the supreme goal. Krishna is concluding here, summary. We discussed about Kshetra and Kshetrajna, Prakriti and Purusha, Jnanam and Jnayam. So basically all the six terms are explaining only three things. The soul, the super soul, and the material nature. Fine. So understand the difference between the soul and super soul, and understand the difference between the soul and material nature also. Some people, out of ignorance, think that this body and the self are the same. That means Kshetra and Kshetrajna are same, Prakriti and Purusha are same. That means the body and the soul are same. That's what is their thought process. That is wrong. Prakriti and Purusha are different, Kshetra, Kshetrajna are different, body and soul are different. Fine. And some other people, they say that the soul and super soul are same. Okay. I am God. You are all gods. We are all gods. We are all one. Some say like that. No, there is a difference between the soul and the super soul. So soul, super soul and Prakriti are material nature. Prakriti, Purusha. Two Kshetrajnas and Kshetra. Okay. And two Purushas and Prakriti. All are different. The Super Soul is an individual living entity who is the Supreme Personality. And the individual soul also is an individual living entity who is a servant of or a part and parcel of this Supreme Soul. And Prakriti is there, which is the energy of the Supreme Lord. Sometimes the Prakriti entangles the soul, but Prakriti can never influence the super soul. So understand their differences, understand how they are functioning. So is it clear in this chapter? So if you understand that, and you also try to adopt the process of liberation from it by cultivating all the qualities mentioned here, Amanitma, Vadambhitma, Ahimsa, Kshantir, Arjavam, and also by taking shelter of Bhakti Yoga, which is described in the 7th chapter till 12th chapter in great detail. So one can come out of this entanglement. One can attain the supreme destination. So this is called, this is the 13th chapter, Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga. So the understanding the differences between soul, super soul and Prakriti. Thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. 13th chapter.